Hey everyone, Connor here.
And Gabe.
And as you can probably hear by the echo, we are standing, well, we're almost inside of a lab in a military complex in the German city of Munich.
No, we are literally in a military compound and we're here to talk about clarinets.
And singing.
Science Unscripted.
Hi, my name is Christian Kehler. I'm a professor for aerodynamics and fluid mechanics here at the Bundeswehr University in Munich. And we are studying with laser-based measurement techniques for 25 years, the motion of aerosols, the evaporation of droplets, and all this in turbulent flows as we have here in outdoor or indoor.
So Christian, for somebody who studies the flow of air with lasers, what are we doing here on this German military compound talking to you about musical instruments? Why did you do an experiment about music?
So we have quantitative data, and the data says that the instruments and the singing is by far less dangerous as many people believe. And from this point of view, there is no reason to stop singing and to stop music on a professional level, but also on a private level. But you have to keep also other circumstances into account.
We're standing in the lab where you ran some of these experiments. What did you find?
The finding is really interesting because when you are singing, you see that the motion in front of your head or in front of your mouth is just a little bit, let's say, turbulent in the range less than half a meter.
That's it.
That's it. And if you go now for real instruments, let's say a trumpet, for instance, you would say, okay, you should, let's say, mix the fluid in front of the instrument for quite some meters. But what you find, it's maybe 20 centimeters. It's really nothing.
What are you saying?
Foot.
That it's way less dangerous than thought? Or
the larger the instrument, the more dominant or strong they look like, the less dangerous they are from the fluid mechanical point of view.
So if I'm playing my tuba, and Connor's singing right next to me, he's more dangerous with regard to spreading the virus.
Absolutely, that's the point. There's not much coming out of the tuba, there's not much coming out of the trumpet, and if you go to even larger wind instruments, it's even less. So the most dangerous instrument we have studied, so I can ask you, you will probably not give the right answer, but it's a flute.
The flute? No way! That little metal bar that's... Because actually, no, it goes sideways. Oh, is that why?
How do you explain this scientifically?
It doesn't go sideways. That's what you think. But what actually happens is you produce something we call an air jet. And the air jet is blowing over the instrument. There's a little hole, and you blow it completely over this little hole, meaning that your blown air is completely penetrating into the room.
How far would that go?
This goes beyond 1 up to 2 meters or something like this. So this is a really dangerous instrument. You have to pay attention to this little details and you have to protect it.
So what is your concrete recommendation for musicians out there or for conductors or whoever? What should they do?
Something which is called a pop screen. You can buy it in a shop. It's maybe €10 or $10 or something like this. You can go to a more fancy one for 20 and so on. And place that in front of your instrument outlet or in front of your mouth, not too closely, 20 centimeters, something like this, at the right location, and you're completely safe in regard of this phenomena.
Here in Bavaria, as I understand, the churches are open or are reopening. There are areas around the world that have never closed down their churches. Churches are where people go to sing. Would your recommendation be to stop singing inside churches? Is that something we can take away from this research?
You can sing, you can play wind instruments, but you need to have the right distance, the right arrangement. The room size should be right and exchange the air in a proper manner, and then you can do that.
And that was Christian Kehler, professor of fluid mechanics and aerodynamics, speaking to us there.
Yeah, and just a reminder to everyone, singing can kill right now. That's literally a statement that is true. Singing can kill. We've seen this in churches around the world. There was a case here in Frankfurt, mm-hmm. Lots of people infected. Choirs here in Germany also reopening. So listen to what he's saying. Maintain social distancing. And most importantly, keep the windows wide open.
Science Unscripted.